Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
My zip code is 30666.
And you said that zip code was 30666.
Yes.
First and last name on the account.
Gibson.
Is that the first name?
Laurie.
Okay, will it be under a different name or zip code?
It could be under 30622. I can't remember exactly where I had it shipped, but.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything with that either. Do you have your order ID number?
Order ID number? No. I actually, you know, I'm really not sure what I ordered. What it is I paid, like, I ordered something, and it was like $2 shipping, and my card just says that it was taken $7.95, and I've never received anything, so I don't know what it's even for. There was some like mixer, and there was a hair dryer, but I don't know that it was either one of those. One of them didn't have shipping. One of them had a $2 shipping. So I'm not really sure what it is. That's why I was calling. Because it says it's taken $7.95, and I don't even know what it's for.
And you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged.
The card? Yeah, I have the number of the card. You ready?
What?
Do you want the number of the card?
I need the first six and the last four digits of the card.
The first six. Okay. The card. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first six numbers are 409758. And then the last four would be 9600.
And verify your shipping address for security of the account.
Well, if it's the 30622, it's 1060 Malcolm Bridge Road. I'm not sure where it was sent. Either there or it was the. Try that one and see.
City and state.
It should be Bogart, Georgia.
Okay, 1 moment. Still here, 1 moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I've located your account for the sweepstakes entry to win the KitchenAid mixer and the discounting shopping store membership. How can I help you?
Okay. I don't know about no. All I had was a $2 for shipping. They didn't say nothing about a membership fee. And do I have to pay shipping for something I don't have or don't get or haven't gotten?
The $7.95 was not for the shipping and handling. That was for the sweepstakes entry to win the KitchenAid mixer.
It didn't. I don't read anything about no membership or no entry fee. It said a $2 shipping. It didn't say anything about that.
That's what it was for, ma'am.
Well, it didn't tell me that. I mean, I didn't pay for no membership fee or entry fee. I mean, it didn't say anything about that. It said to pay $2 for shipping, and which I don't even know why I had to pay that because I didn't get it. So
you don't. It's not something you receive. You have to enter the contest to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, well, it didn't tell me that on the page. It didn't say anything about having to pay an entry fee.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't tell me that.
It's explained on the website, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll go back and look at it. How do I find that website?
I don't know, ma'am. You should have gotten an email on July 4th when you signed up for it. Are you still wanting to continue with the discounting shopping store membership?
Do I what now?
Are you still wanting to continue with the discounting shopping store membership?
Can I get my $7.95 back?
This is not regarding the $7.95 charge, ma'am. This is for the $56.95 a month for the membership.
No, absolutely not. It hadn't
okay,
told me.
Okay, your account
anything.
Has been canceled. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation that stops all future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I'd like to have my $7.95 back.
That was for the sweepstakes entry, ma'am. And that was done on July 4th.
Well, how can I get it back?
You don't, ma'am.
Well, it didn't tell me that I was paying for that.
It explains it on the website, ma'am.
Are you positively sure about that?
I'm positive.
You've actually looked at it, and you know that it's on there. Because I didn't see it.
I looked at it, but we have numerous customers who call in regarding it.
Uh-huh. Well... who can I talk to get my $7.95 back?
It doesn't matter who else you speak with, ma'am. We all follow the exact same protocol here. The $7.95 charge is the entry for the sweepstakes. It's non-refundable.
You know, it said fill out a survey. If that was your entry, is what it said. It didn't say nothing about no $7.95. I mean, it actually said, do the survey, and that is your entry. And pay $2 for shipping, and that's what I did. I mean, I swear it did not. It said, fill out a survey for your entry. I mean, I wouldn't have paid $7.95 for no damn entry. I mean, it was just a free survey. Fill out the survey and you get entry. You get an entry. I mean, that's what it said.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but that's the terms and conditions. You can go back to your email from July 4th and you can reread it. Or it should have a website where you can go to.
Okay, well, I'll look for that email. Now, if I didn't get the email, what I do then? I'll look
we can
see,
do is resend it.
Well, okay, I'll just call back. Let me just go look at that and see if
okay.
I got it.
Thanks.
All right,
calling
thank
customer
you.
Support.